In our business news today, how one CEO makes tough decisions. Our series on management decisions ends today with a conversation about strategy. Business executives decide every day how to respond to a changing marketplace, where to invest, where to cut back, and what direction to take a company. Michelle Peluso launched her own startup 6 years ago. Now just 33 years old, she is CEO of Travelocity. It's one of the biggest online travel agencies in a growing industry. This year, consumers are expected to spend $63.5 billion on travel through the Internet. Morning Edition Steve Inskeep spoke with Michelle Peluso about how she and her team make decisions.
I've always really admired people who have exceptionally talented people around them. I think it says a lot about their confidence that they put strong people around them and let them act. At the same time, clearly, you know, it's incumbent on me and the CEO of the company to understand deeply what's going on in all aspects of our business and to question things where I think, you know, we're off track.
Do you make decisions quickly or slowly?
Quickly. If I didn't answer that question quickly, it would seem very
hypocritical.
Right,
you would know,
I don't know
about you.
Quickly, I trust my instincts. I remember once hearing someone tell me, when you're in the 60 to 80% comfort range, decide to move on.
60 to 80% comfort range. How do you measure that?
You need analytical data behind the big decisions you make. So you need smart people in a room. You need to debate pros and cons. But, you know, in some cases, the last piece of analysis, the last piece of data isn't always necessary. And so, you know, if you're comfortable with what the data is saying and you kind of have a general agreement and your instinct feels right, then you go with it.
You know, I'm thinking you might be in a business where it is better if you decide things quickly because your customers decide quickly whether to stay with that site, wait for it to finish downloading, or move on to the next thing.
Sure. Indecision is paralysis, and taking risks is really critical. At the same time, what's really important culturally is making sure that if we make a decision and it's the wrong decision, that we react really fast and that we don't punish each other for making a bad decision or for taking a risk. It can be paralyzing for the average employee if they feel like the CEO is saying, hey, let's take some risks, but what that really means is we only want to hit home runs. That's never the case. So balanced with risk has to be acknowledgement of when you don't succeed, there's great lessons to learn. Learn them, move on.
Granting that you've probably moved on from whatever decisions these were, can you describe a risk you took that didn't pay off and forced you to turn around and go back?
Sure. Well, back in the, I mean, so many, of course, back in the early days of Site 59, which is a company I started that Travelocity acquired in March of 2002, you know, right before the internet bubble kind of burst, we were looking at not just last minute travel packages, which is what we really focused on in the end, but we were also looking at things like staying in town, last minute gifts, kind of a broader range. And we really started to invest in some of those business areas. And at the end of the day, it wasn't the right decision. We needed to focus on that which we thought we would do particularly well, last-minute travel packages. But, you know, we recouped really quickly and we moved on, and it was clearly the right thing to do.
How did you recoup?
We scaled back some of the investments that we were making. We took the team that was focused on those areas and really reinvigorated them and focused them back on the core business, and that we had learned a lot. I mean, that was critical, too, to make sure the employees who were working in those areas understood that we learned an enormous amount from what they had done, and we could really incorporate that into accelerating the core business.
You have recently taken a different approach to your customers. You've redesigned your website, right?
Yes, that's absolutely right. We really thought that putting the great images of travel front and center would help kind of inspire consumers as they were purchasing their online travel. One of the things that we found was that our competitors were focusing a lot on discounts and 70% off. And frankly, even our own website looked a little bit like a Turkish bazaar with kind of all sorts of deals screaming at you. And one of the things we wanted to do was to differentiate ourselves dramatically from our competitive set.
How did it even come to your attention as CEO that there was a problem?
People came to our site and our competitors' sites, and we asked them, can you really differentiate what feels different about this website versus another? Frankly, a lot of consumers thought we all kind of looked the same. So we really need to make sure that that first impression stands out, that it's different.
As a CEO, after all this market research was done, did somebody bring the information to you for a final decision?
Sure. The consumer experience team, along with some others from the marketing department and the research team, came forward with their recommendation, a series of options, and their recommendation backed up by analytical data on what consumers said they wanted. And we also talked to suppliers. What are the kind of things that suppliers want us to merchandise about travel?
Probably hard to quantify this, but how much money did you think was riding on that decision?
It is hard to quantify. Certainly, there were millions of dollars of development put into overhauling the entire site. But it's more than that, because if you get it wrong, clearly your conversion or your sales can suffer.
Can you give an example in which you had to make a decision where you were balancing the short-term gain of your company against the long-term benefit of the company?
Oh, sure. I mean, all the time. You know, we really work hard on making decisions for the long run. A really recent example is there are some competitors out there, I guess they're competitors, that have come up with, it's called, you know, MetaSearch, and they've come up with this notion of everything's just about price. So, you know, we'll screen scrape Travelocity and put the prices in and put everybody's price in. And
screen scrape meaning that they will, their just, site will search your site for the best price along
exactly.
with a bunch of other sites.
Right. And in the short term, maybe that can produce some incremental business for us because they refer people back to our site to buy. But I actually think strategically it's a real mistake. I think that travel's about great deals, as I said earlier, for sure, but it's about a lot more than that. And, you know, we certainly don't want people using our brand in a way that we think is not good for us, not good for consumers, not good for suppliers.
Is it also that if you competed only on the question of getting the lowest price, somebody can always match you or even beat you on that? You need to build up a brand and a website and a look that people know and trust and respect.
That's absolutely the case. And frankly, sometimes we don't want to be surrounded by competitors who we think don't have as strong of a value proposition as we do. And so we'll show you the total price of a car, including all those hidden taxes and fees right up front. You know, we don't want to be in a list where some of our competitors don't show all those fees and we seem more expensive. So that's a great example where maybe in the short run it would have produced incremental revenue and incremental bookings. But you know, we've strongly decided not to participate with the Travelocity brand because we think over the long run it's not the right thing for our business.
Michelle Peluso is the CEO of Travelocity. Thanks very much.
Bye now.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. With Steve Inskeep, I'm Renee Montagne.